In the previous lesson, we learnt that to say you do something, the endings are as and es. So, for example, you speak, hablas. You eat, comes. You drink, bebes. You live, vives. And that's the same for the question, do you? So, do you speak Spanish? ¿Hablas español? So, can you remember how to say you buy? Compras. Compras. Now, if you want to say he, she, or it instead of you, he does something or she does something, or it does something, as in it rains, he eats or drinks, all you need to do is take that final letter S off the ending for you. So instead of as and S, it would be A and E. So you just take off the S. So he speaks would be habla, habla, because we've taken off the S from the U ending. He or she buys would be compra, compra. He lives would be vive, vive. And we don't often include the word for he or she or it before the verb. It's normally quite clear from the context. So how would you say he listens? Escucha, escucha. He listens to music would be escucha música, escucha música. What about she sings? Canta, canta. How about he learns fast? He learns fast. The word for fast is rápido, as in rapid, rápido. So he learns fast would be aprende rápido. So we've just taken it from the what we learned for you learn would be aprendes. And he learns, take off that S, that final S. Aprende, aprende rápido. How about she writes fast or quickly? She writes fast. Escribe rápido, escribe rápido. And how about it exists? It exists. Existe, existe. And how about it doesn't exist? No existe, no existe. So that's he, she, and it. You just take the final S from what you've learned for you. If you want to say they do something, they speak, they eat, drink, etc., then we are just going to add the letter N to what you've just learnt. So he or she does something is either a, if it's AR, or e, if it's ER or IR. And now when it's they, and add the letter N. So it's going to be an and N. An and N. So they speak Spanish. Hablan español. They speak English. Hablan inglés. They eat. Comen. Comen. They eat a lot. Comen mucho. Comen mucho. They live. Viven. Viven. They live here. Viven aquí. So again, how would we say they speak Spanish? They speak Spanish. Hablan español. Hablan español. What about they don't speak English? No hablan inglés. No hablan inglés. How about they need something? They need something. Necesitan algo. Necesitan algo. How about they drink a lot? They drink a lot. Beben mucho. Beben mucho. How about they learn fast? They learn fast. Aprenden rápido. Aprenden rápido. And how about they open? Abren. Abren. And if you want to say they open early, the word for early is pronto. Pronto. So how would you say they open early? Abren pronto. Abren pronto. Let's go back to you for a moment. As an S. How would you ask the question, do you work here? Do you work here? ¿Trabajas aquí? ¿Trabajas aquí? So, as and es, we've learned as you. And this is the informal way to say you. The informal way. And as pro-Spanish is mainly aimed at helping learners become conversational in Spanish, we focus on this form because it's assumed that you will know somebody at a conversational level. And although sometimes it may still be appropriate to use the formal, generally you'll be using the informal. So we'll focus on that first and introduce some of the formal aspects as we go along. And the formal form is exactly the same as he, she, and it. So, compra, come, vive, we know as he or she, buys, eats, lives. But it also means you in the formal. Compra, come, vive. You or do you buy. Vive aquí. Do you live here? But in the formal way of asking. We'll have a quick practice, but it's really not important if you remember or fully grasp it yet, because we'll keep coming back to it, and it's much more important to focus on the ones that we've done so far. So, you, informal, as, es, he or she, and they. So, quick practice. The formal of do you live here? What would it be? Vive aquí. Vive aquí. And it might help you to remember it by thinking, as it's the he or she version, it might be a bit like, does one live here? Do you work here? What would that be in the formal? Trabaja aquí. Trabaja aquí. Do you write much? Escribe mucho. Escribe mucho. Now let's end the lesson with a recap of everything that we've learned so far. We've learned that I do something, so the present I is compro, vivo, como, ends in an O. Comprendo, etc. You ends in as or es, so lavas, you wash, comprendes, you understand, vives, you live, aprendes, you learn. For he, she, or it, we take the final letter S off the ending of the U, so a and e. So he works, trabaja. She drinks, bebe. He lives, vive. It exists, existe. For the they, we just add an N, so it's an or en. So they sing, cantan. They sing well, cantan bien. They smoke. Fuman. They don't smoke. No fuman. They learn fast. Aprenden rápido. They live in Madrid. Viven en Madrid. They open early. Abren pronto. They open very early. Abren muy pronto. So let's finish with a quick practice of everything so far. And we will just use comprar, comer, and vivir. So I buy would be compro, compro. Do you buy? And assume it's informal unless I say otherwise. So do you buy would be compras. He eats would be come. She lives would be vive. Do you live? The formal would be vive. They live would be viven. Viven. They buy, compran, compran. They eat, comen.